8:39 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 72 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
I want to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, WRHI.com. If you want to watch us, you can do so by watching us on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as all of our social media platforms or on the major ones. Simply search for CN2 and WRHI. Well, you have an opportunity to honor a hero as we approach 9/11, September 11th. The effort is called Flags for Heroes, and this is organized by the Palmetto Council, the Scouting Council for our district here. And we're excited to have on the program Maggie McMahon.
We got it.
Yeah, you got it right.
Maggie McMahon.
I know.
Because it's the coolest name ever.
It's really cool. And her husband's name is Matt, which is hilarious. That's good. That y'all played well into those names very well, Maggie.
We did not intentionally do that. But yes, Maggie and Matt McMahon.
M&M. Well, welcome, Maggie.
Welcome. All right. So let's walk our listeners through Flags for Heroes. Let's see where it first started and it was successful in our district. And when we talk about a district for Palmetto, for Boy Scouts, let's maybe explain that and then how it's moving its way here.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Palmetto Council of Boy Scouts, we serve 6 counties, York, Chester, Lancaster, and we call that the York District, and then Spartanburg, Cherokee, and Union, and we call that the Daniel Morgan District. We began Flags for Heroes in 2023 in the Daniel Morgan District, and we held it in Duncan Park in Spartanburg. And when we did it over there the first year, we had 200 3x5 American flags that were all in honor of someone. So individuals sponsor the flags. And then we did it there for 2 years, and we doubled it each year. However, everyone was like, bring it to Rock Hill. Bring it over here so our scouts and families and the community can enjoy it. So we're really excited to bring it to Rock Hill and have it here at the campus of the Winthrop Coliseum the week of 9/11. So September 7th through the 14th, the flags will fly.
So let's walk our folks through. So if they want to honor a hero in their life, and their hero can be a soldier, it can be a grandparent who served in a war, so a veteran, but it also can be a teacher, it can be
first responder,
a grandmama or granddad. So there's no real true definition of a hero other than what the person believes is a hero in their eyes.
Right, absolutely. So it is who you see as a hero. I've done one for my grandma, I've done one for my aunt, for my stepdad. So it's anyone. And we want people to realize that, you know, we're doing it around 9/11 because that's a symbolic day, right? And we're going to have the flag retirement ceremony. But when you put an American flag up and it's hanging, you know, with 200 to 400 other American flags, and they have the medallion that says, you know, in honor of or in memory of who your hero is, that's something really special and so moving. And it's really cute because my grandma, she's 82, she wears her dog tags around her neck. So she has 3 of them now, one for my grandpa, one for her, one for my aunt. And she wears them all because she just thinks it's so special that she gets to, she had a flag in Flags for Heroes the last 2 years we did it in Spartanburg.
That's
Maggie,
so
we're here for
special.
All of this.
And the medallion is that dog tag. Mm-hmm. So share with the folks again, the story behind this is it's a fundraiser to help send the Boy Scouts off to summer camp or help fund it. I know there's some information here that the Palmetto Council must raise $335 per scout each year, and this is a big part of it. So if somebody wants to purchase a flag, tell them what all comes with it, and then also the extra steps if they want to take that flag home after.
Right, yes. So all of the proceeds we raise from Flags for Heroes will go to support York District Scouts in York, Chester, and Lancaster counties. We use it for things like scholarships, if they need help going to summer camp, if they want to go to Cub Scout day camp, uniform assistance, that sort of thing. If you want to purchase a flag, it's really easy. It's $60, and you go to BSA, so Boy Scouts of America, BSA, flagsforheroes.org, and you click on Rock Hill, and it will take you right there to the page. And it is a 3x5 American flag, so it's not just a flag you stick in the ground. It's an actual flag on a flagpole. And adorned on the flag is a metal medallion that symbolizes like a dog tag. One side says 2024 Flags for Heroes. The other side says in honor of Lucas McFadden or whoever you are, in memory of whoever you would like it to be. And then you get the dog tag, the metal medallion, as your remembrance keepsake from the event. If you would like to keep your flag, we take them down with your dog tag and have our scouts fold them. And we will frame it for you in a flag shadow box with a plaque for an additional $40. So for $100, you're all in. And it goes to a great cause because you're supporting local scouting.
I mean, we were just over the moon about this because I think it's so special. And again, you're getting your scouts involved. The chance that they get to celebrate and pack that flag up and then knowing that it's going to someone's hero has to be so special.
And keep this in mind. Between the counties of York, Lancaster, and Chester, there are 3,280 young people involved in the scouting program. So just think about the impact that we're making in their lives. So let's walk everyone through this one more time. It is called Flags for Heroes. It's going to take place here in Rock Hill, September the 7th through the 14th. This is a sort of a fundraiser, right? And raising mm-hmm. awareness for the Boy Scouts of America, for the Palmetto Council, mm-hmm. but for our three counties right here in the York District, York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. Anyone can purchase the flag in honor of a hero. Mm-hmm. And then Maggie, if I'm buying one, I don't need to go and put the flag in. That's what you all do,
yes,
correct?
Yes, we do all that. So there is no effort on your part other than purchasing the flag. And we actually will be putting them up on Saturday, September 7th. And so...
You're fine.
Starting that morning, or that afternoon probably, because it'll take us the morning to put it up, you'll be able to drive to the Winthrop Coliseum and see your flags, and they will fly all week. So they'll be there from September 7th to the 14th. And then we're having that flag retirement ceremony on 9/11 at 6 p.m., where our scouts will actually be there to retire an American flag with some symbolism in the area. And that'll be a short and sweet ceremony. But if you've never seen a flag retirement ceremony, come out, even if you didn't have a flag, just because it's definitely something to see if you've never seen one.
So it's $60 to sponsor a flag, and you get to keep the medallion, which looks like a dog tag that is hanging on the flag during the week. When it's over with, you get to keep the medallion. If you want to give $40 more, they will fold the flag and frame it for you. So for $100, you get the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. And again, you're not honoring a hero, somebody that's made that impact in your life. Sometimes with our heroes, Maggie, we don't know how to say thank you.
Right.
Like we say it, and we often say that to when our veterans come on this show. I always feel like saying thank you for your service is not even scratching the surface. We want to do more. So if there's somebody in your life that you're thinking, I've given them a card, I've given them flowers, I've verbally said thank you on social media, what else can I do? Mm-hmm. This is another visual way to say thank you to that person who has made an impact in your life and help scouts at the same time, which seems like a win-win.
We have a lot of teachers. So in Spartanburg, there were a lot of teachers who had flags in memory of them. Every year we do the Elbert K. Fretwell Awards throughout the 15 school districts that we serve. And so all the teachers that we awarded back in May of this year for York, Chester, and Lancaster, they'll have a flag and Flags for Heroes just as like a thank you from us for their support to our scouts, because without teachers, our scouts would not be as successful. And then we also have corporate sponsorships. So if there's a company who maybe has a lot of veterans that work for them, or they just want to say thank you to people in the community, that's great. If you don't know that many heroes, that's fine too. We can always help you because we have a whole list of heroes. So.
Aww.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity, and all they have to do is go to bsaflagsforheroes.org, and there's even a video they can watch from our 2023 initial Flags for Heroes in Spartanburg.
Wonderful, wonderful organization. Again, this is Boy Scouts of America, the Palmetto Council, our local district supporting the Boy Scouts. Thank you, Maggie, so much.
Maggie,
thank
you really
for
appreciate
having
it,
me.
And kudos to the Scouts for once again coming up with a creative way to say thank you to our heroes, and you get to keep something special as well.
Yes, thank y'all.